Mariners and Nationals continuing their series Wednesday in our nation's capital. We pick it up in the bottom of the first, tied up at one. It's second and third, two down. Anthony Rendon faces Mariners rookie Sam Gavilio.
The right-handers 1-1 on the way to Rendon. Here she comes, swinging a drive deep into the gap in left center field. Dyson on the run, Heredia on the run. Heredia leaps up, and it is gone. Goodbye, baseball. Rendon does it again. A three-run home run beyond the reach of Guillermo Heredia into the Mariner bullpen in left center field, and the Nationals lead it 4-1. Roark looks home now, kicks and fires. Kiddo swings, swats this high, left center field. Taylor galloping to the warning track, running out of room. Taylor leaps, and it's off of his glove, and it falls back out of the warning track. Kiddo slides into second base. Taylor might have saved a home run. He might have taken a fly swatter to that and knocked it back onto the field. And then traded to Boston. Here's a swing and a fly ball into shallow center field. Taylor racing in, reaches down, slides, and he makes the catch. Kyle Seager almost drops a base in into shallow center, but Michael Taylor racing in, sliding in, makes the catch, and that'll end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. Halfway point, we go to the bottom of the fifth here in Washington. It's the Nationals 5 and the Mariners 1.
I said to Kevin, I'd take Handsome over the first name.
Oh, yeah.
The 1-2. Strike 3 called. Powell caught looking. Seventh strikeout from Roark, and nearly all of them have been with the bat on the shoulder. The 1-2. Cut out and missed. Best fastball of the night from Tanner Roark. 95 miles an hour up out of the zone. He gets Segura to bite on it. And he has faced the minimum yet again, a 1-2-3 seventh. Roark with 8 punch-outs over 7 innings, allowing just the 1 run.
Washington takes the first 2 games of the 3-game series against Seattle. Final score Wednesday is 5-1. Tanner Roark improves to 4-2, completing 7 innings. He holds the Mariners to a 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position. Seattle loses their 5th in a row after a 5-1 loss Wednesday in Washington. Here's Mariners skipper Scott Servais.
And after the first inning, Gavilio threw the ball really well. He made some good adjustments. He got the ball down. We talked about after the first. He left a breaking ball up to Rendon. The 3-run homer. Anything going offensively. We got to pick up our intensity. We're better than this. Think about had enough of it, and we need to dial it up a little bit.
Scott, the last time you kind of said that you wanted the intensity dialed up, it was after the opening road trip. I mean, are you seeing similar things to what you saw back then?
Well, we know we're banged up. Nobody cares about us. Nobody feels sorry for you in this league. You got to go out and fight and claw and scratch and figure out a way. And, just not happening right now. There's only one way to get out of the hole. You got to dig yourself out of it because nobody cares. And, players are frustrated. We're all frustrated. We're better than this.
How do you turn that frustration into?
We've got to channel it the right way. Yeah, we've got to channel it the right way and take it out on the other team.
You've been a player. How do you do that?
You got to find it. We got to compete. You got to compete your tail off every pitch, every at bat. And, you keep doing that and playing the game the right way over and over and over again. Things turn. That's the only way they turn. Just thinking somebody's going to walk up there and hit, a couple homers one night or somebody's going to throw a shutout. Doesn't usually work that way. It's a collective effort, and that's what we got to get to.
You got 3 hits from Robbie tonight. Is he looking a little?
He looks comfortable in the batter's box, no doubt. He's a gifted hitter. Obviously, he's not moving that good on the field, but, we need his bat in the lineup, and, he's giving us what he can.
He put in a lot of early work today. As much as I've seen him put in, did he not feel comfortable?
You're out 10 or 11 days trying to get your timing back and feel good about where his swing's at. He did. He worked out a ton early today and, hit some balls hard during the game. But it's a collective group. It's where we're at. It's a team. It's a team game. And, we got to get back to, like I said, fighting and scratching and clawing because it's the only way to turn it around.
When you get to this stage, do you hold a meeting, or are you not someone who believes in a meeting?
We talk about it. Yeah, players have talked about it. They had a meeting, staff. Yeah, we'll get back after tomorrow.
Mariners rookie Sam Gavilio started. He loses his first game, allowing all 5 runs, 1 earned, over 6 innings. Here's Gavilio on his debut and performance.
Yeah, I left it up and made a mistake, and he took care of it.
That
after that really kind of settled down, you get into a nice groove there and get through six tonight was pretty big.
Yeah, you know, like I was making too many mistakes in the first inning, leaving the ball up, and, you know, I wasn't getting away with it.
Do you feel like you've maybe done enough to get another shot down?
Yeah, hopefully, you know, I need to be better than that coming out first inning.
What did you learn about that first inning? How do you come out, be crisper, be better? What do you do?
You know, not try to be too fine, just, you know, keep the ball down and make my pitches.
Sam, with the lineup they have, and you've seen what they were capable of last night, I mean, does that kind of you get caught up in trying to be too fine because they were kind of a powerful lineup?
No, I just, you know, got away from my game plan there in the first, and, you know, it showed.
Series finale Thursday has Seattle lefty Ariel Miranda facing Washington lefty Gio Gonzalez.